Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. If you've ever been to the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center on the lakeshore north of the city, you know there is a lot of the natural world on display. And if you haven't been there, just trust us.
But quantifying everything that lives at or grows on the Nature Center's grounds is a daunting task, and one that's being undertaken by a cadre of scientists beginning tomorrow afternoon. The BioBlitz is a collaborative effort of the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center and the Milwaukee Public Museum. The scientists will spend exactly 24 hours trying to catalog all the plant and animal life to be found there. And they'll reveal their results to the public on Saturday, a day that admission to the Nature Center is free for everyone.
Ellen Sensky is Senior Vice President and Academic Dean at the Milwaukee Public Museum. Mark White is Senior Ecologist and Land Manager for Schlitz Audubon Nature Center, and they are here to tell us more about it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
What is being counted for these 24 hours of the BioBlitz?
We are counting as many species as we can find. I always describe the BioBlitz as part contest, part festival, part educational event, and part scientific endeavor. But what it is we do a 24-hour inventory of the park, and we send scientists out to explore and find what they can. And at the end of 24 hours, we tell you how many species we found.
Who are the scientists that are coming together for this undertaking, and what's in it for them?
We have scientists, of course, the ones from Schlitz Audubon as well as MPM scientists, but we've brought scientists from several different universities. We've got a team of 8 coming from Purdue. We've got several coming from UW-Whitewater, UW-Stevens Point, UWM, UW-Madison. So a lot of scientists converging. And what's in it for them? You know, when you get into science, you get in because you love going out and exploring. And then you get involved in doing your own research projects and you kind of narrow down. And I think what's in it for them is this takes them back to their original roots of why they got in. They get to go out and explore and find species. For a lot of them, it's just a fun activity. And it's also a number of them are bringing students, so it's a teaching exercise for them. It's getting those students out to actually find out about and help identify species.
Do we have a sense for the difference between what we know for sure is out there at Schlitz and what we might not know?
Absolutely. Schlitz Audubon Nature Center has been in business for about 40 years now. We have some excellent lists. We have a number of experts in birds. My expertise is in vascular plants. We have expertise in reptile and amphibian conservation. So we have a good general idea of what's there, but we don't necessarily know what's not there. That's where the huge value of this type of BioBlitz comes, is in having experts that might never get an opportunity to visit Schlitz Audubon Nature Center come out and help us to document what's there. And then, you know, at least from my kind of selfish perspective as the land manager for Schlitz Audubon Nature Center, then help us to protect those species and conserve the habitat for those species.
Maybe this is a contradiction in terms, but would you expect to be surprised in some way?
I expect to be very surprised in many ways. There are so many different insect species that it's impossible for us to know them all. We won't get them all from this exercise, but we're going to get so much better understanding.
I've done several BioBlitzes out on the East Coast, and in every single one, we've turned up things that are unusual. We've had new species for the state recorded. We've had new species recorded. You know, when you get into the insects, there's a lot we don't know, and so there's a lot that could turn up.
How do you go about quantifying and qualifying the information that's being all brought together? You know, normally science isn't necessarily done under a stopwatch.
That's right. Well, what we'll do is identify to the extent that we can. So with the vertebrates and plants, those are smaller groups of species, and we'll probably be able to get those all down to species. For the insects, it will be dependent on the experts that we have. So if we've got people who are really experts in carabid beetles, we'll probably be able to put names on the carabid beetles. But the other beetles may be just identified too. We know that this is a scarab beetle, and we know based on looking at these that we have five different species. So we know we have five species of scarab beetles. We may not have a name on each of those. So that's why you like to bring the experts into this, and the more you have, the more refined you'll have in terms of the species list. But the other thing is those species, especially in insects, those are being collected. Vertebrates are not being collected. They're being identified and released. But the
this is
insects,
not a catch and release thing for the insects.
Not for the insects. So those are there. We have the voucher specimens, and so we can take it further down. Especially those that are interesting, that the experts find interesting, they're going to really want to do a little bit more research on those.
And there is a base camp where the information is all coming into.
Correct. And on Saturday at 10 o'clock, we open up to the public. The public can come in and see what the scientists are doing, see what they're finding. And then there's going to be a lot of activities offered by both Schlitz Audubon Nature Center and by the Milwaukee Public Museum that will highlight the diversity of the park and celebrate that diversity. And hopefully, I mean, the whole reason behind this is to really introduce people to diversity and get them engaged in it in the hopes that they'll preserve it.
This is going to be such a fantastic experience for people who are novices or, you know, interested in perhaps pursuing biology or ecology as a profession. They're going to get an opportunity to see actual scientists in action doing what they do best. And I guess just from my own perspective as an ecologist, it's a general field of science. I don't have the opportunity every day to work with people who are actually experts in all of these different fields. And so this is going to give in one beautiful day people to come to Schlitz Audubon and see this whole thing unfold. We may know that we have a Blanding's turtle, you know, a state-threatened species at Schlitz Audubon, but we do not know the parasite species that might be on that turtle or any number of things, all sorts of life stages that we would never be able to understand or identify. We're going to have people there on the ground making those identifications and helping people to understand the wonder and biotic diversity that is right here in Milwaukee County.
This is a 24-hour project. How much work do you accomplish in the middle of the night?
Depends on who's there. No, we do have people going through the night surveying. So I know that the owl people will be out there, probably not through the night. We will have people out with black lights trying to collect moths and other night insects. Early in the evening into the night, there will be some of the herpers will be out there trying to find the reptiles and amphibians that might come out at night. And we will have the base camp will be going all night long with coffee percolating all night long with people starting to identify stuff. So they'll be coming in and out.
Is this an adrenaline rush for scientists?
Yeah. You know, what I find is that as you get closer to that 3 p.m. deadline, the energy starts rising as people are really rushing to get things identified. And I also find that the different teams start to get into competition with each other. So the plant people might be in competition with the butterfly people and trying to beat each other on a number. That's why I say it's part contest, because it's not only a contest to see if we can beat previous BioBlitz numbers, but also the contest of happens between the different people in the disciplines.
Which is why we need as many people to show up as possible, just to slow down the entomologists.
Well, best of luck to you in that challenge.
Thank you.
Mark White and Ellen Senske, thank you so much.
Wonderful to be here.
Ellen Senske is Senior Vice President and Academic Dean at the Milwaukee Public Museum. Mark White is Senior Ecologist and Land Manager for the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center.
The BioBlitz collaboration runs from 3 p.m. Friday to 3 p.m. Saturday. The results will be unveiled shortly after it's done. Saturday, incidentally, is the Greater Milwaukee Foundation's August gift to the community free day at the Nature Center. You'll find a link to more about both happenings at WUWM.com.